The Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
It's time now for our Week 6 NFL picks. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the studio. Check out their podcast on Google Play and iTunes and find them on the socials. Last week was a rough week for all three of us. Brad, who now has four losses total, that's still better than us. But still, 1-2 last week. You're now 11-4. Ben, 0-3 last week.
Over.
7-8. And then I'm at 8-7. I was 1-2 last week. We'll pick the two Bay Area teams first and then go on to some wild cards in a minute. Let's go with the London game. Got the Seahawks going to London along with the Raiders to play in jolly old England.
Across the pond.
Across the pond, if you will.
To follow Brad's advice, I'm from this day forth. I will not go with the Oakland Raiders to win anything. If it shows you the glimmer of hope I had from the Cleveland game, although some sloppy at times, they showed some real promise.
Yeah.
And you'd hope that going into that stadium in LA, that's basically a home game for them. That negates this trip, right? This is the home game for the Raiders as well in London. But this, the crowd noise was supposed to be to their benefit. They couldn't do anything with that. The defense played atrociously. The offense was garbage. They couldn't get anything going. And even when the points they did score were basically in garbage time. They are in full rebuild mode. We've already kind of hinted at that, but there's no denying it now. I don't think that they have the wherewithal to beat any NFL team. It's just they're playing so bad. And this reminds me of the Raiders of the late 90s, where they would play to the level of who their opponent, in that they would play against a really awesome Denver team and they would make it a close game and they'd make it exciting. And then they'd go against the Browns when the Browns were, you know, horrible, and they would play a horrible game.
Yeah.
They would always just elevate their game. Even with a Legion of Boom not being present in Seattle, I think this game is going to be ugly. Seattle's not doing anything to light the world on fire. Keep that in mind, too. This game, oddly enough, is going to come down to a kick by one and only Sebastian Janikowski to win the game for Seattle.
Wow.
I'm going with Seattle on this.
Wow.
You know, this is a neutral site game, which are always kind of interesting. But the Raiders played a neutral site game last week. Half or more of the fans down there in Carson were Raider fans.
Yep.
And they had a chance to keep that game close. And they were first in goal, and they threw the ball. My boy Marshawn Lynch can't get the ball at the 1 yard line to save his life.
Give him the football.
Yeah. It's crazy,
yeah,
man.
What is
it's
that?
Crazy.
What is that?
We talk about this on the podcast regularly, but it's if you have someone that runs like that, why are you not utilizing his skill set? Otherwise, he's useless on your squad.
Yeah.
Get rid of him then. There's no point in having him if you're not going to give him the ball in that situation.
Yeah, I totally agree. He's such a violent runner. I do think that he's going to have a big game because this is the first time that he's played against his former team. The fact that it's not in Seattle, you know, is kind of takes some of the shine off of that it's in London. I feel like that's a wasted sort of storyline. Not that the NFL took that into consideration. But, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of points scored in this game. Why the Raiders didn't score more points against the Chargers, I don't know. The Legion of Boom isn't there. Seattle isn't particularly good at getting to the quarterback. But as a 49er fan, Daniel, you can attest to this. How often did we watch Russell Wilson stand in the pocket? The Niner defense held up strong. He broke the pocket. Somebody wasn't disciplined. Somebody got open on a busted play 55 yards down the field. Doug Baldwin. You know, how many times have we seen that?
Yep.
In terms of undisciplined defenses, the Raiders sure seem to be one. They couldn't cover a screen pass to save their life in this last game. So with Russell Wilson being the escape artist that he is, I just think that Seattle's going to be able to do too many things, even on busted plays, that Oakland just can't stop. I think Seattle wins a high-scoring game and a relatively close game, but I think Seattle wins.
Yeah, I think this game is a total toss-up. If it was in Seattle, 100% I'd go for the Seahawks. Yeah, I'll go with Seattle, too. It's just neither team is really living up to any kind of potential or anything like that. All right, Monday Night Football, the game that the Niners can't get flexed out of. Niners 1-4, Green Bay 2-2-1. Monday Night Football. Brad, what do you think?
To quote the great Eleanor Roosevelt, America was built on wet, hot, nasty speed. So was Kyle Shanahan's offense. And there's no Jerick McKinnon, now no Matt Breida, now no Dante Pettis. It looks like Goodwin was a full participant in practice on Thursday. So he might be a go in that game. CJ Beathard holds the ball way too long. You know, Green Bay, despite the fact that they haven't really played that well so far, that Green Bay defense is going to make him pay for that. I just, you know, Kyle Shanahan, we talked about it on the podcast. You know, the scheme is there. There are frequently dudes running wide open down the field. Beathard just isn't able to get them the ball. And one-legged Aaron Rodgers is enough to make a difference against a depleted 49er secondary that's A, injured, and B, can't tackle. The Green Bay's 9.5-point favorites in an NFL game on Monday night.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
I think they cover. It's not going to be close. The Packers are going to run away with it.
Yeah, there's the one-legged Aaron Rodgers still is a formidable opponent. You can't count him out. I think everybody... the only person who's not injured on the Niners right now is the training staff from the water boy. And I think that could possibly happen this week.
Yeah.
So you look at it, regardless if Goodwin comes back, the Niners are too injury plagued to get over the hill at this. Even with Beathard at the helm. Beathard. Either way, I just think Green Bay has this. There's no way.
All right, I'm going Packers as well. But I will say that the Niners usually play very well on Monday nights. So I don't know if that's going to be a factor. All right, we'll do the wild card picks coming up next.